And let's take a few moments now to remember Jonathan Gold, the Pulitzer Prize-winning food critic for the LA Times, who died of cancer over the weekend at age 57. He celebrated the vast and varied culinary scene in Los Angeles, writing about food trucks and street food, not just high-end cuisine and fine dining. Here he is in the documentary, How to Live Forever.
The taco is made, it's handed to you. It still has the energy of the heat, it still has the sizzling grease, it still has the hot meat, it has the coolness and the bite of the salsa, and it's something that expires within 5 or 10 seconds.
Joining us now to remember Jonathan Gold is our resident chef, Kathy Gunst. Kathy, what a legacy. What do you think Jonathan Gold brought to the food writing scene?
Well, I know you mentioned the Pulitzer Prize, and that is, you know, an accolade that's major, but really what it said is he's the only food critic ever to win a Pulitzer Prize, because reading his work was like reading the very best journalism. It was smart, it was lyrical, it was honest, it was open, and it invited you in, as opposed to a lot of food writing that shows off and tries to say, hey, look at what I get to do. Look at where I get to eat. And, you know, maybe you'll be so lucky to get there. He was not like that. He invited you in. He introduced you to the best food in LA. And if Jonathan Gold wrote about your taco truck or about the chili fish stew at your Sichuan restaurant, he was about to change your life. And so many LA immigrants had their lives changed because of this man.
The LA Times writes about him that he didn't actually like writing bad reviews. He wanted, if he talked about your food, he wanted to talk about how great it was, because what's the point of reading a review about a restaurant that you don't want to go to?
Which is so the opposite of so many food critics who relish pulling apart a place and relish sort of tearing down how badly some chef has done. He was an incredibly positive man. I was really lucky enough to meet him in 2013 in upstate New York at a food gathering called Longhouse that food writer Molly O'Neill put on for several years. And at the very last minute, she asked me to interview him live in front of an audience of about 100 people. Mm. And I did not know a lot about him. And I was terrified and unprepared. And we had a conversation, and he was so easy to talk to. And he would look at you and make you relax. And he had a generosity of spirit that was so moving. And he said to me at the end of the interview, boy, you asked really good questions. Mm. And I never forgot that, because I thought sometimes being unprepared and just having a human interaction is the very best thing that a journalist can do.
I spoke to him years ago about what else, food trucks, on Here and Now, and he was wonderful to talk to. He also just loved Los Angeles, and I want to listen to another clip of him. This is from this 2015 documentary, City of Gold, directed by Laura Gabbard.
Everybody in the world has an idea of what Los Angeles is. Everybody thinks they know what Los Angeles means, even if they've never been here. The thing that people find hard to understand, I think, is sort of the magnitude of what's here. The huge number of multiple cultures that live in the city who come together in this beautiful and haphazard fashion.
It's a very good point that he makes, Kathy. And having lived in Los Angeles, I can tell you, you know, it's hard to figure out where to go to eat. And he made you appreciate these places that are all over that city, where you can get really incredible food.
Absolutely. I think for many people, if you read Jonathan Gold, it was like he was holding your hand and taking you on a tour of a part of the city that you would not have known about otherwise. His loss is not just a loss for the food world. It's really a loss for the whole world, because he was really a brilliant writer and just a lovely person.
It's Kathy Gunst, our resident chef, talking about Jonathan Gold, who died Saturday at the age of 57 of pancreatic cancer. We'll link you to some of his writing at hereandnow.org.